Well, I understand what he's saying, obviously. You know, we didn't play at the level to which we want to play at and that we can play at. So I probably wouldn't word it that way. But he's allowed to say things like that because he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He can say whatever he wants, in my opinion. You know, we do need to get better, obviously. There's a lot of things we need to do better. You know, and I'm with him. You know, we needed to play better in that game. And we can play better. We hurt ourselves. That's when it hurts. You know, when you do things, I can only speak for the offense. When we do things that, where we're moving the ball and then we hurt ourselves, that hurts. You know, because we see, the offense working. We see it moving down the field, and then, bam, something happens. And that's where it's hard. But that's why you practice. That's why we continue to work, even when it's hard. Even when times are hard, you just keep your head down and you work. So. That's what we're going to do.
After watching film, did you see yourself make major progression from week one to week two?
Yeah, I got better, obviously. I still did things wrong, obviously. That's going to, I don't want it to happen, but it has happened. But we're getting better. And that's not me saying that. That's just going off what the coaches tell me, because me saying it would mean nothing. So, they just tell me, hey, good job. Obviously, we need to fix A, B, and C, but you're doing these things right, just keep working. And it's things that we can correct. It's not things, where I'm just doing something there, they have no clue what is going on. It's things that, hey, just by coaching, hey, you need to do this better, and this is how you do it better. And they've given me ways to do those things better. If they want to speak on those things, they can. But it's not like something where, Derek's helpless, one of those things. So that's the good part. But now we need to turn whatever it is into wins. I don't care how we do it. We just got to win.
There's enough pressure on a rookie quarterback just in normal circumstances, but when there's speculation on job security, the coaches, that kind of thing, is that stuff that you just filter out? How do you?
Oh, yeah. I don't pay attention to any of those things. I dealt with those kind of things being said my sophomore year in college. And I tell you what, our team just showed up to work, and we kept working because we're a family. And that's all we did. And, I don't get into those things. I don't even talk about them, even to my family. I if it even tries to come up, they would, people won't ask questions. I don't even talk about it because my sole focus is taking what Coach Allen says, applying it to what I need to do, and then spreading it out and leading the offense. And so as long as that's going on, whatever the head man says, that's what I go by.
You have a guy in Vincent Brown that you that shows up on a Wednesday. How fast can you get him integrated into the flow of the offense?
Yeah, I mean, he seems like a really smart guy. Personality-wise, he's a great dude. I love the guy, man. He's a good dude. But I guess that doesn't count for too much right now when we're talking football. But he's a good dude. Good dude to have in our locker room for sure. Has great experience. He's obviously played. Now, getting him ready, I don't know, how he learns. I don't know how fast he learns. I don't know what the best way he learns. I don't know yet. We're throwing a lot at him. Our goal is obviously, they signed him, so we want to get him going. But how fast, I honestly, I wish I could tell you. I don't know. Hopefully soon. That's the plan. But again, it's one of those things that as fast as he can do it, I'm sure that, he'll want to be ready to go.
Is there a different feel this week in the locker room at all as far as backs against the wall, a different mentality you guys have this week?
I got to be honest. One thing I love to see today is dudes came out to practice energized. The guys came out, ready to get better. Mistakes are going to happen always, but it's the way you deal with them, myself included. I found when I make a mistake and I'm down about it, I tend to not play as well. But when you make a mistake and you bounce back and you go to the next play, you tend to play better. So mistakes are going to happen. But what I loved about practice today was guys were flying around. Guys were racing out to just get out to, be on the field when it was their turn to be up. And that's all it is competition, is competing against each other, having fun. But one thing that I love to see and that I've loved, that I've heard so much, this week, is do it for the man next to you. Don't do it selfishly, because we won't win any games doing it selfishly. And one thing this team isn't doing is that. And so they're doing a great job. We're doing a great job of working our tails off because we care about the man next to us. And, I saw, to me, in my opinion. I saw that happening today. And when that is happening, no matter the circumstance, whether you're 2-0 or 0-2, then you're going to do good things. Because I've been on a team where we were, whatever and 0, and we took it a different way and we ended up losing. Whereas the other way around, we can turn it around because we kept fighting for each other. And that's what I saw today.
More so than last week as far as energy and
that. It's hard for me to remember off of last week, but I just noticed it today. But going off last week, I can't remember as well. But just seeing it today, I know it was something I noticed.
Is that coming from the veteran players, you think? Is it coming from the coaches?
I think from the top, everything comes from the top down. Coach Allen was energized today. Everyone was energized today. And that's how it has to be because, we're in this thing together. Those guys in that locker room, the coaches, we're doing this thing together trying to, get whatever we need to do to get fixed. And so it doesn't really – start and end one place, but it's always top down.
Do it for the guy next to you. Is that something specifically that Allen has said?
No. It's not just one thing, but it's just something, that as an observation that I noticed is everyone's doing it unselfishly. We're all going to work, working our tail off, fixing what we need to fix, but so we can win. Not just so, I need to fix these things so I can do better. It's so I can do better, but the main goal is so that we can win.
You're obviously preparing to face the Patriots defense, of course, but is mm-hmm. taking the field as a starting quarterback with Tom Brady on the other side kind of one of those moments you check off in your career to sort of...
Oh, man. Maybe when I look back on it. But right now, I'm all focused on winning, honestly. It's cool, obviously. I think playing against him is going to be a great opportunity. But I don't have to play safety or try and cover anybody, and that's a good thing for us. Because I don't know if that'd be good. So I'll leave that to Charles and Tyvon. But it'll be really cool. But at the same time, my focus has been, strictly the defense.
What's the challenge of preparing for a Belichick defense?
He's very successful at what he's done. He's a great coach. I've heard nothing but great things. Coach Hill, who was my first college coach, him, they're best friends. They know each other. And, Coach Hill taught us things that Coach Belichick does, and vice versa kind of thing. So I kind of know his style. I kind of know how he is. And, just being around Coach Hill, I know that, they're going to be ready. I know that they're going to be sound. I know that they're going to be very disciplined. And that has shown because, they've won however many Super Bowls. So, he's a great coach, so it'll be good.
Did your film study or study of the game go as far as seeing what he's done against other rookie quarterbacks in their first starts against them?
I watch everything. there's probably, someone brought something up today and, from a game that didn't even happen, I was like, yeah, I remember I saw that, because, whether it's a rookie quarterback or not, I feel like they're going to do what they're best at. And they're going to try and attack, where our weaknesses are. And so that's how I just kind of think. And so whether it's a rookie quarterback game or not, I think I've tried to watch them all.
Is there anything that you're doing outside of what Coach Allen is telling you or what you assume from college as a quarterback? Because usually the offense depends on you. Are you meeting with players that things plays didn't go right one-on-one? Are you taking the initiative? What are some of the things that you're doing outside of what you're being told?
Oh, man. Yes, to answer your question, yes. I'm not going outside of what Coach Allen wants. I don't want to get it said, in the wrong way. Whatever he wants us to do, that's what I'm doing. But to go out of my way to, if we messed up on a play, to go out of my way and say, hey, I saw this and this, can we try this to the other players? Absolutely. Today at practice, it happened probably after every play. Mm-hmm. It was like, hey, what'd you see there? I saw this. Okay, let's try and do this.
So or communication
is key from top down. Everyone has to be on the same page, and that's one thing, out at practice today, that's what we did. We communicated, and it was a good thing because we got better today.
Opposing coaches invariably talk about Marcel Reese is a guy that is a difficult guy to match up with, a guy we're worried about how we're going to cover him because they can do so many things. But I haven't been able to get him the ball much through only two games, I understand. But what kinds can you do to get him involved? Were there plays that could have gone to him that didn't work out the other day? And
No, I mean, obviously he's a Pro Bowl player. Obviously you want the ball in his hands. Ways to give him the ball and schematically all those things, I'll let the coaches talk about that kind of stuff. To me, I'm just going through my reads. You know, whatever the defense is showing, I'm going to do to the best of my ability to get the ball where it's supposed to go. Now, placing people in certain positions, you know, obviously it's not something I can answer. You know, but obviously he's definitely a player. You want the ball in his hands because he's a good player.
Derek, this team has made an effort to bring in some veteran players the last couple of off seasons. Some guys, not just veterans, decorated veterans, guys with rings and so forth. What are you able to pick up from those guys as a rookie in terms of what you're seeing? And now that you guys are facing this adversity, what do you pick up from those guys?
Oh, my goodness. So much, because you just watch them work. You know, they don't really have to say much. You just kind of watch them, and you can tell that they're a champion. You know, you can tell that they've won for a reason. And, you know, it's, you know, all I have to go off of is what I did in college and what I was around. And I just saw effort all the time. Whether we were 11-0, thinking we were going to a BCS game and then lost a rival game, the next day we come out to practice, I watched everyone on that team come out and play with the most effort I've ever seen, because we had the next game to win. And that's one thing that you see today is, like you're saying, adversity. You know, we're sitting here 0-2. You know, that's the truth. Now, when we come to work, is it going to be, yeah, we're 0-2, maybe we'll turn around? No, these guys are working to turn it around. And you can just, if you just stand back and watch them, you can see it. You know, whether it's just a little detail here or a little detail there, you know, just sitting back and watching those guys, you're like, wow, I can tell that guy has, maybe he doesn't have a Super Bowl ring, maybe he does, but I can tell he's a winner and he's a champion. You know, maybe if he doesn't have a ring either. You know, you just watch him work, especially in times like this. This is the hardest time to work. You know, it's the hardest time to do it.
Sometimes when a team loses its first two or three games, there's a level of, I don't know, maybe for lack of a better term, disgust that sets in with certain people. Like, they don't want to be that associated with that. Are you sensing that yet, or is it too soon for that? Or
no, honestly, you know, and I haven't been here for this, obviously, my second game. you know, so I don't know what it looks like, you know, in the past or anything like that. But we came off the practice field. I went in that locker room, and guys are excited. Guys are – best thing about it is guys are talking about plays at practice, about what we need to do here, what we need to do there. When that stuff is going on, those are good things. It's not when guys come in the locker room and it's silent in there, people grab their phones and don't talk to each other. That's when you have to worry. But if you walk in there right now, I walked in there right there, and as soon as I walked in, guys are still talking about, hey, what'd you see here? Oh, hey, I couldn't believe he played me like this coverage or this, you know, this alignment. You know, that's when things are starting to go right. Now we have to produce into wins. You know, that's the key thing. But when that stuff is going on, those are good things.
Has there been a veteran that has stood up and spoke, given you guys a speech before practice or even after the game?
You know, there's been a couple of guys that have spoke, and it's really not just veterans. You know, Woodley said something after the game. Myself, I said something after the game. You know, Charles, Terrell, Tuck, Antonio. I mean, I can go on. I mean, there's been guys that have said things, and it's not just, you know, talking heads. They have a real thing to say, and guys are listening. You know, it's not just going, okay, that's enough, and out the other ear. You know, guys have really listened. So it's been good. And it's not just the old guys, like I said, you know, which is great, you know, which means we're a team. It's not just, we're going to say this, you know, don't worry about that. It's a whole team thing that we're trying to get right.
What have you said?
You know, I just, you know, without saying everything, obviously, because some of those things just stay in the locker room. But, you know, I just wanted to be an encouragement, you know, that, you know, as long as we continue to work unselfishly for each other, and again, I'm trying to summarize it, as long as we continue to work unselfishly for each other, we're going to start going down the right path. And you can watch me work, you can put it on my shoulders, because whatever anyone says, whatever anyone wants to put on my shoulders, it doesn't matter. I can handle it. You know, I've been through too much in my life to where I can handle it. Now let's just go work together and fix this thing. And just for a lack of time's sake, that was about what it was.